MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Live on tape from the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York City, it's Stephen Colbert.
How delightful. How nice. Please have a seat, everybody. Welcome to The Late Show. I'm Stephen Colbert. I'm so glad to see all of y'all being here tonight. How's everybody doing tonight? Are you sure? Have you been tested? Because yesterday, the United States reported over 1 million COVID cases. That's right, America hit a new record. Tell them what they've won, Johnny.
A week in your house, eating Pop-Tarts for dinner on your Broyhill dinette set, and a gorgeous set of Lee press-on nails. You're going crazy at home. Put them on the cat. Back to you, Steve.
Before you all freak out, the number is that large because of delayed reporting from over the holiday weekend. See, it's not really that bad. It's like when an exterminator says, don't worry, 1,000 rats didn't move into your breakfast nook. It was just one rat who gave birth over the weekend to 1,000 rats. This afternoon, President Biden addressed the Omicron crisis and earnestly pleaded with people to get vaccinated. And while the president was optimistic, he did seem hazy on some of the details.
We have the medicines coming along that can save so many lives and dramatically reduce the impact that COVID has had on our country. There's a lot of reason to be hopeful in 2020.
Bit of a glitch there. Nothing to worry about. Happens with my iPhone all the time. Did someone get Joe wet? Just slip him into a bag of rice till he dries out. It's gonna be fine. Certainly hope that gaffe doesn't come back to haunt him when he runs for re-election in 1996. Oh boy. The recent surge has made a huge impact on schools. This week, districts in Newark, Atlanta, Milwaukee, and Cleveland announced they are moving back to remote learning. No, oh God. You were a little late with that. I longed for the good old days when our kids could safely go to school to butt-chug Tide Pods. Now, obviously, this is a big strain on parents, who in some cases are being given just hours of notice before school closures, leaving parents scrambling to adjust childcare arrangements and work schedules. As one parenting expert said, it's chaos. Parents need emergency child care help now. I am calling on the federal government to release our strategic reserve of mothers-in-law. You know their motto. I see you're too busy to empty the bathroom trash can. We've got an update from the opposite of schools, Florida. What? Knowledge? You cross the border, knowledge leaves. Omicron is hitting Florida hard. In fact, in 2 weeks, COVID cases there rose by 948%. At this point, they should start counting everyone in Florida who doesn't have COVID. So congratulations, Carl. Carl's an alligator. He's the only one who'll wear a mask. But he's an alligator with a gator's hat on, just to let you know. But Florida has a surefire way to bring their number of cases down, thanks to Florida Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Latipo, seen here telling a family, don't worry, I'm sure the hospital's around here somewhere. Yesterday, faced with these mounting case numbers, Dr. Latipo announced a change in Florida's attitude toward testing.
We're going to be working to unwind the sort of testing psychology that our federal leadership has managed to, unfortunately, get most of the country in over the last 2 years. We need to unwind this testing planning and living one's life around testing.
Apparently, unwinding the testing means unknowing the knowledge. So, we gotta unwind it, we gotta do this, we gotta fly that. So Florida's new PCR test is a 2x4 to the noggin. Tink! Negative! This no testing approach isn't surprising. Latipo has a long history of being what the Orlando Sentinel called a COVID crank. COVID crank, also the most popular drug in Florida. Because...
Oh, my Lord.
Because in Florida, even the meth has COVID. This isn't Latipo's first time going against the science. He's known for questioning vaccines and masks and has been associated with a right-wing group of physicians who believe infertility and miscarriages are the result of having sex with demons and witches during dreams. Man, I gotta get better dreams. Doctor, woo, never done that, never had that. Dr. Latipo isn't the only person out there saying dumb stuff about COVID. We also heard from Republican senator and worst Dr. Seuss book ever, the Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. Johnson was on a right-wing radio show where he told folks interested in the vaccine to get a second opinion from God.
Why we assume the worst, why we assume that the body's natural immune system isn't the marvel that it really is. Why do we think that we can create something better than God in terms of combating disease?
Okay, yes, I get it. God created our immune systems, but he also created Ron Johnson, so he has been known to shank it. So, he raises the question, does the Lord want you to have the vaccine? I don't know. But take Ron Johnson's advice, and you might have a chance to ask God face to face. Omicron is dominating the news right now, but trend spotters are already following a new thing to watch out for, because 2022's hottest new illness is the combo of the flu and COVID called Flurona. That's where we at, people. We're describing our diseases like hot fashion trends. I was into Omicron in the early days, but now it's like everywhere. I'm trying this hot new thing where I layer a traditional flu with just a hint of herpes. It's called Flurpes. Okay? Everyone, this time next year, everyone has Flurpes. I already have it. All right. If you get Flurona, you're gonna have to quarantine. And right now, there's probably no better place on the planet to quarantine than I-95 in Virginia, where cars have been trapped in a traffic jam for nearly 27 hours. Holy never getting to Toledo. And I'm being told we have footage from a Virginia GPS.
Turn right in 2 days. You are on the fastest route to your destination. Hell.
Virginia rescue crews have brought food and water to stranded motorists, but one driver called CNN and said there were certain logistical issues that the crews could not help you with.
We're hitting the point of no return. People are getting out of their cars, not in mass quantities, but hiding behind their car doors and doing their business on the streets here because there's no place to go.
Well, that's her own fault. She should have bought the new Ford Super Duty. But don't. Do you notice how the CNN camera person was zooming in on the cars as she talks about? I'm gonna catch somebody pooping behind their car. That'll show them. Zoom in. But don't worry, because she called CNN, they're sending Andy Cohen out with a barrel of tequila around his neck. And the barrel's empty. From the world of money, money, money. Yesterday, Apple became the first company to hit a $3 trillion market value. How did they do it? Dongles. They charge you for dongles. Is it too much to ask to be able to charge my $900 phone while I listen to music? Drill another hole, Tim. I'll pay you. How much will it cost me to get the iPhone Pro Max double holer? I'm angry.
Come on now.
Apple's market value is now roughly equal to the gross domestic product of Britain or India and is worth more than the value of all the world's cryptocurrencies, but not even half as annoying. The growth has been fast. In 2018, Apple was worth $1 trillion, then $2 trillion in 2020, and that value jumped to $3 trillion just a year and a half later. Hopefully, with that kind of cash, they can finally afford to fix that bite in their logo. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, meanwhile.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, baby. Yeah, I like
Welcome
that.
Back.
Hey,
I like
everybody.
That.
I like
John. John, my friend, and Mr. and Mrs. America out there. I hold in my hand the definitive questions for tonight's guest. Mr. Ralph Macchio is going to be out here in just a moment. Did you watch The Karate Kid?
Yes, I did. Of course. Everybody.
Wax on, wax off.
Yes.
Now, here's the thing, is that I heard we're having Ralph Macchio on. I'm like, oh, that'd be interesting. I haven't talked to Ralph Macchio before. I'd like to talk to him. Guess what? What's it called? Cobra Kai. The show Cobra Kai, fourth season. It's the number one show on Netflix. Cobra Kai.
Wow, that's amazing.
I had no idea. I had no idea. Anyway, very excited about that, to talk to him about that. Hey, John, personal question. You don't have to answer this if you don't want to.
Okay.
Have you had the COVID? Did you get it? Have you had it yet?
I haven't gotten it yet.
I have got anybody in the band? Have you managed to scoot it? Lewis, you had it briefly?
Yeah.
Wow, how was it?
No symptoms?
You're a lucky man. Yeah. I tell you, we're on the air tonight. We're doing the show tonight here from the Ed Sullivan Theater. And this is why I ask. Thank you.
Yes.
This is why I ask is that I assume we're on the air tonight.
Yeah. I would see the cameras.
I would check online, but I don't Google my own name.
Why would you?
It's a long story. Anyway, here's the thing, is that my dear friend Jimmy Kimmel's not on tonight. They pushed back a week. They're not doing this week. Trevor, my friend Trevor's not on for the next couple of weeks. Seth Meyers is not on tonight because my dear friend Seth has got the Rona, and we wish him only the best. So he's not on the air tonight. Conan evidently must have a terrible case of it. Because I don't know where he is. He is Jimmy Fallon caught it over the break. He's fine. He's back on. And I just want to say this. James is on after us tonight, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing: is that I want you to know that I love doing the show. It's a privilege to do this show. And if I do get it, I promise you,
I will not be doing my show. I will not be doing the show.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, gotta do
that's it. I am never, because I'm never going back into that storage closet where we did the show for 10 months. I can't do it. I got the PTSD from that little room up there. Mm. It was Mark, my stage manager, and Chris, and occasionally Evie, and I love you all, some of you more than others. And I won't do it. I don't care I hope you guys are all healthy, but if you guys can't show up, I'm still gonna be here. If the audience can't show up, I'm still gonna be here. If the cameraman quit, I'm still gonna be here. I'm not leaving the Ed Sullivan. I will do the show with no makeup, in a sweatsuit, on a GoPro, but I'm never going back into that room on the 8th floor again. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for
you
the spicy
put your
talk.
Foot but
you
down.
Got line.
Put
line
it
in
down.
The sand.
Yeah.
Corona is Call dealing with me now.
Uh-huh. Woo, woo. Come on. Tell it.
I might Google myself tonight. I might do that. Just to celebrate. Like I do every night. Like I do every night, obviously. You know, folks, I spend a lot of my time right over there. Hanging for you the day's hottest, most topical news decorations, booking the sexiest band, curating the most relevant drinks menu, distributing playful yet tasteful party favors, and glitter hats to say 2022. And then setting the most au courant lighting to throw for you the upscale, pitch-perfect New Year's Eve party that is my monologue. But sometimes, just sometimes, folks, I wake up in the rafters after losing a bet to a crow, and then I spike the punch bowl with chloroform and military-grade helicopter lubricants, make a bunch of resolutions to quit huffing WD-40, and punch a police horse during the fugitive New Year's hoedown of news that is my segment. Meanwhile, this right here, this is the engine of America. This is the engine of our democracy. Meanwhile, a new study has found that due to their extremely efficient livers, the heaviest drinkers in the animal kingdom are hamsters. Really? Pretty sure that was Andy Cohen. Apparently. Apparently, hamsters can drink so much because in the wild, hamsters hoard ryegrass seeds and fruit in their burrows, and they eat this fermenting store as it becomes more and more alcoholic over the winter. What do you mean, in the wild? I'm pretty sure hamsters were genetically engineered by first grade teachers. And because they're evolved for it, hamsters regularly down 18 grams, the alcoholic equivalent of a human drinking a liter and a half of 190 proof Everclear, which, if you do, ironically, will make you wish you were a hamster stuffed in a shoebox, buried by the swing set. Meanwhile, footage went viral this weekend of this female orangutan named Rambo driving her golf cart around the zoo where she lives. And I don't have much to say about this. Let's just enjoy it together. I cannot wait to move to Florida. Meanwhile, it's a new year. That means a whole new batch of copyrights on creative works have hit their 95-year expiration. And this year, A.A. Milne's Winnie the Pooh and Ernest Hemingway's The Sun Also Rises are among the works from 1926 to enter the public domain, which means I am finally able to release the mashup we've all been waiting for. Winnie the hyper-masculine hunter drunk. A reading. The honey was sweet, and I was just drunk enough to be careless. I looked at Lady Brett and said, a hug is always the right size. Was she sleeping with Robert? I thought of the war and wished I still had genitals. Then I placed an ad in the classified. For sale, bear pants, never worn. Meanwhile, defunct electronics mongers Radio Shack are rebranding as a cryptocurrency exchange platform because nothing says cutting-edge 21st century digital commerce like the words radio and shack. Meanwhile, in Germany, 700 sheep and goats were arranged in the shape of a needle to encourage vaccinations, a powerful message to any anti-vaxxer who happened to be in a low-flying airplane over that field that afternoon. Because nothing convinces anti-vaxxers to fall in line like saying, but look, all the sheep are doing it.
Up next, Jennifer Lawrence takes the Colbert Questionnaire.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to The Late Show. I'm here with the wonderful Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer, thank you so much for being here with me tonight. You know, I've had the opportunity to interview a few times, and while you're a wonderful company, I always enjoy interviewing you. One of the problems with having one of these shows is that you don't really get to know the person that you're talking to because, you know, you're often talking about their project. There might be some prearranged getting them drunk, exactly like that. But I never really get to know my guests. Mm-hmm. And so what we did here at The Late Show is that up in our labs, up on the 14th floor, my scientists came together with 15 questions that, when asked, reveal not only to me and the audience, but to the person being asked the questions, who they truly are. And I was wondering whether I could give you the Colbert questionnaire.
Sure.
Well, this is the Colbert questionnaire. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
First question, Jennifer Lawrence, what is the best sandwich?
A Cubano.
Oh, that's nice. Nice. What's the one thing you own that you really should throw out? Take your time.
Wow. Some rotten onions.
Some rotten lettuce?
No, onions.
Some rotten onions.
I'm picturing my kitchen island, and they could go.
Some rotten, yeah, sure. That's not the most daring choice. Yes, I think that's safe. Okay. I think that's a safe choice to make.
Well, I don't want to throw anything else away. If I had to?
Well, some people are kind of pack rats. They keep too much stuff. Yeah.
I like everything I have.
Okay. That's good. That's good. What's the scariest animal?
A mongoose. Or not a mongoose.
Are you a snake? Why are you afraid of mongooses?
Honey badger?
Oh, the honey badger, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. They're tough.
Yeah. Well, a shark.
A shark?
Sorry.
You're all over the place here. A shark.
No, I think a shark is scariest.
A shark is scariest, okay. You ever seen a shark in the wild? You ever actually seen a shark in the water?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Do tell.
Oh, well, I went shark diving in a shark cage one time, and then I tried to jump out because there were jellyfish in the shark cage.
So it wasn't the sharks. It was the jellyfish.
I knew
so
I had to.
So the jellyfish are actually scarier than the sharks in a certain way.
Yeah, that's like immediate, like, ouch, you know.
Sure. Did you get stung?
No.
Okay.
And I didn't get eaten.
Apples or oranges?
Oranges. Apples.
There's no wrong answers. Well, there's
oranges,
no wrong answers.
I feel like oranges can be a little bit more consistent than apples.
This is true. Favorite smell?
Favorite smell? God, now I'm thinking about onions. I mean, onions and garlic and butter.
Garlic and
onions,
butter.
Onions, garlic, butter.
That is good. Least favorite smell? I'm sorry, what was that?
Mildew.
Yeah. That's not what you said. That's not what you said. Most used app on your phone?
I hate the answer, but TikTok.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do you do the TikToks?
Got some TikTokers in here.
Do you do the TikToks or do you
No,
just
I don't make TikToks.
Why not?
Oh my God, can you imagine? Oh my God.
What is
no?
No. Okay.
No.
What? People would watch.
I know.
Cats or dogs?
I couldn't choose between God's babies.
That's nice. You only get one song to listen to for the rest of your life. What is it?
Oh God, I can't answer that. How do you answer that?
What? Carefully. God is listening. God is listening.
Like a Miranda Lambert song, probably.
Okay, that narrows it down.
Yeah, like Holding On to You, Miranda Lambert.
Done.
Okay.
What number am I thinking of?
64.
No. Describe the rest of your life in 5 words.
Hopefully not too short. Too short! That's so poetic.
Jennifer Lawrence, everybody, you are known. Thank you, Jennifer.
Coming up, Ralph Macchio.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know my guest tonight from The Karate Kid, The Outsiders, and Cobra Kai.
That's it. Balance good. Karate good. Everything good.
This thing isn't even level.
Or maybe you have a little imbalance inside of you.
I still don't see me using any of this in a real fight.
I've been trying to tell you, Miyagi-Do is not about fighting. You know what Mr. Miyagi said was the best defense in all of karate?
High outside block against an axe kick?
The best defense is no be there.
You mean don't be there? Guy teaches you centuries of his ancient family karate and you can't help him with his English?
Don't even go there with me, Johnny.
All right, we done or do I have to sit in here and freeze my nuts off to find inner peace?
No, we're done.
Please welcome to The Late Show, Ralph Macchio. Thanks for being here. One of my first guests of the year.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So lovely to meet you.
Thank you as well.
As I said to you backstage, do me a favor, age.
No, we can't.
You look like Ralph Macchio, which you really shouldn't. Right. Are you 60?
Yes, I am.
You shouldn't still look
yes.
this good.
Well, listen, it's a great studio lighting, and I blame my parents a bit.
Does the karate do this for you?
Yes, it's all about the martial arts and finding your center.
How did you celebrate the holidays, Ralph Macchio?
The holidays were a little different this year, right? I mean, for everybody.
Sure.
So, you know, often on Christmas Eve, my in-laws do the seven fishes, you know, the
Italian traditional,
right?
Yeah.
Right, this year was two and a half fishes. We were 15, 16 people that became 7 people. So we were the 7 humans, if you will.
Right. Okay, so here we go. Season 4
mm-hmm.
of Cobra Kai, currently number 1 on Netflix in the United States. New score this season. Score on Rotten Tomatoes is 100%.
We're trying to crack that. We're trying to crack that.
Ralph Macchio, did you, A, think 4 seasons of Cobra Kai, number 1 show on Netflix? Like, was this part of the plan?
Completely. From 1984, I just planned it this way.
You were playing the long game.
I was playing the long game. It's about longevity, isn't it? Yep. No, listen, it's been above and beyond and everything. And just, you know, I always felt that if we brought people to the well, they would drink the water, you know, because this movie was such a big part of people's lives and
its
character.
And it's never stopped being.
It has never stopped. It's always been there, certainly for me. It's always been there.
Well, but, are you aware of the wide receivers who play for Alabama who do
yes.
the crane kick?
Yes.
Every touchdown?
Yes. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's a piece of pop culture. But more so, we've created a show, and the creators of the show are just so brilliant at, they're the super fans of the Karate Kid film. And so they write to what they know the fans want to see, and they found different areas and different ways to dive into the gray areas of these characters and then pay homage to the original source material, yet tell relevant stories going forward. And now, so I have, you know, where it used to be, hey, aren't you the guy that was in The Karate Kid? Now I have kids like, hey, don't you play the dad on my favorite show? And I'm like, yes, yes, that's me. I play the dad on your favorite show.
More with Ralph Macchio after this.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
So you got this amazing thing from doing the original movies that everyone in this room is going to be as jealous as I am. This, you got this from the first movies.
Yeah.
The Find the Balance car.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And this is... What kind of car is that? I've always wondered.
That's a 47 Ford convertible.
Wow.
It's a coupe, and it was, you know, it's the wax on, wax off car.
Yeah.
That's the car we had in the movie, and Columbia Pictures at the time... When Karate Kid Part 3 came out, it was at my house.
Wow.
I asked to pay for it, hoping that maybe. And so they delivered. And it is in the Cobra Kai show. The car in the show is that car.
Wow. And they have to rent it from you, right?
They don't pay me for it.
They don't?
But they fixed
you got
it.
To.
They got it all fixed up for me. It's awesome.
Okay, before we go, I got to touch on the most important thing, which is this April... You and your wife, whose name is?
Phyllis,
you are celebrating your 35th anniversary together.
And they said it wouldn't last. Yeah, she's...
How old? Had you done these movies when you guys met? How old?
We met before. I was 16, 15 when we met. This is the match made in heaven. She's amazing. She's a nurse practitioner. Doing the work, the tough work right now. Thank you. And 35 years, it's crazy. Again, I'm only 32, like I said. It's about...
What's the secret?
The secret foundation, believing that we are together for, you know, the reasons you fight for, the reasons you work through everything. If you have that solid foundation, that balance, there I am. I'm Miyagi-isming this, right? He's everywhere. But if you have that foundation and find that balance in life and the ups and downs and ebbs and flows of it all, it is about stick-to-itiveness and believing in the love that you have. It's so easy these days. Everyone's like, not my job, not my thing. Don't tell me what to do. I'm out of here, you know? If you feel you found the right person, then you work at that.
I agree. Now, before we go, last thing is that obviously we're talking about The Karate Kid and Cobra Kai here, but also we know you from The Outsiders, My Cousin Vinny, all huge successes in their own. When a fan is approaching you, when someone like locks with you, you're like, oh, you know that person knows who you are, how soon do you know which of those projects they're fans of? Is there some sign?
That's an interesting question. I think, it's interesting. I get a lot. The Outsiders is a book that's still read in schools around the country today, an S.E. Hinton classic novel. And that film, I'll see, say, a 13 or 14-year-old teenage girl, and when they come up with Laga, you know it's Stegold Pony Boy time. You know what I mean? You know, because they just have that look, and they love that story and those characters and those great actors from that film. And I'll get the, you know, if in the right time in Brooklyn, if I'll get the two Utes or the I Shot the Clerk and the My Cousin Vinny references. And then there's certainly plenty of sweep the legs and wax ons as well.
Well, Ralph, it was lovely to meet you. Thanks so much
great
for being
to be here.
Congratulations on season 4 of Cobra Kai.
This has been The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.